Well, happy Resurrection Sunday. There you go. I thought I'd try a new one on you, but you were just not ready for it. I could say good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're used to that one. Yes. Thank you so much for coming out to our sunrise service this morning. Just a couple quick notes. The youth are serving a breakfast downstairs with scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage. I think there's French toast sticks and donuts and fruit, I think. We wanted to let you know about that. If you're only going to be here for this service because you're going to be with family or whatever, you're welcome to drop off your offering if you have one in the plates in the back there on either table. And then later on today, we'll be having our worship and communion at 10, and then the egg hunt for the kids at 11. And then don't forget, next Sunday is just a brief congregational meeting. So we are so glad to see you here on this Easter sunrise service this morning. Let's stand together and join for our call to worship. Rejoice, for that very morn God acted.
We rejoice and are glad.
The good news of Easter goes out to all people.
Christ is risen indeed.
The one raised from the dead
invites us to walk in fullness of life.
Rejoice, for that very morn God acted.
Today,
Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Let's join together there. If you want to use your hymn books, you can turn to 256, Christ Arose, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. To sing that song, don't you? Well, let's join together for our opening prayer and the Lord's Prayer. Glorious God, roll the stone from our hearts this early morning. Let your light invade our shadows. Let your life transform our death. Raise us to new life. In the garden of this morning stillness, come to us, speak our names, fill us with the light of your resurrection. We pray in the name of the one who conquered death, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and we're going to go to our next hymn, In the Garden. One of my favorites there. 270, if you'd like to use the... I guess we're going to have to use our hymnals, yes, this morning. Boy, just when I thought I wasn't going to have a mistake today, and what do? I have a mistake today. So we are going to be singing In the Garden this morning from our hymn books this morning. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me, and he tells we tarry there, none other has ever. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night falling, but he bids me so walk his voice. And he walks with me, and he talks with me. I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. Sing that refrain again. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am, and the joy we share, none other. Thank you, thank you. This morning. Well, we're going to go to our scripture readings this morning. There's a couple passages that we're going to look at this morning. The first one is Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 10. And that is our lectionary gospel reading for the Easter Sunday today. And you can follow along there on the PowerPoint. It was the preparation day for the Sabbath, and the Sabbath was quickly approaching. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph. They saw the tomb and how Jesus' body was laid in it. Then they went away and prepared fragrant spices and perfumed oils. They rested on the Sabbath in keeping with the commandment. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, the women went to the tomb, bringing the fragrant spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. They didn't know what to make of this. Suddenly, two men were standing beside them in the gleaming, bright clothing. The women were frightened and bowed their faces towards the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He isn't here, but has been raised. Remember what he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the human one must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. When they returned from the tomb, they reported all these things to the 11 and all the others. And then from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, and verses 14 through 18. God said that light should shine out of the darkness. He is the same one who shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay pots, so that the awesome power belongs to God and doesn't come from us. We know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus, and he will bring us into his presence along with you. All these things are for your benefit. As grace increases to benefit more and more people, it will cause gratitude to increase, which results in God's glory. So we aren't depressed, but even if our bodies are breaking down on the outside, the person that we are on the inside is being renewed every day. Our temporary minor problems are producing an eternal stockpile of glory for us that is beyond all comparison. We don't focus on the things that we can see, but on the things that we can't see or can't be seen. The things that can be seen don't last, but the things that can't be seen are eternal. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. I want to talk to you this morning about "You Are My Sunshine." Okay. How many of you remember that song? Maybe moms out here or grandma sang it to their kids. Or maybe when you were growing up, your grandma or your mom sang that song to you as they held you in their arms. "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray." Yes, I don't remember it all, but my mom never sang that to me. I was thinking about that song this week because I think it was, it may have been 5, 6, 7 years ago in one of the Easter services. I had talked a little bit about that song and what it means. And as I was thinking about that, if you think about it, it's the sun which gives life to our world. Even when the earth rotates and we find ourselves in nighttime, The sun is still critical and doing work that we don't always see. And if the sun were to burn out, the planet would immediately become cold and dead. None of us would survive. Three words this morning. Three words. He is risen. He is risen. That is the sunshine of our faith. That is the sunshine of who we are. Without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, our faith would be dead. There's sometimes, and I know I've heard this many times, and I've heard preachers, and I've said under preachers that preach this, you know, they always talked about the cross, the cross, the cross. But Paul says that if it wasn't for the resurrection, our faith would be in vain. We wouldn't have a faith. And so this morning, I want to talk about two aspects of how the resurrected one works in our lives as the sunshine of our faith this morning. So the first one I want you to see is the resurrection, or the resurrected one gives us life this morning. That's not surprising. Just like the life, or just like the sun sustains life on the earth and keeps everything going, so is true about Christ's light and life in us, the resurrected one. Paul says in Romans 6 that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is living in you and I today because of our faith in Christ. And so this morning, I want you to see this then. Nothing can germinate without, and notice how I did that this morning, without the sun, S-U-N, or the sun, S-O-N. And that's so true. No plant would ever get started without the sun, since it provides the beginnings of life. You know, I've been thinking about this, especially over the last, I don't know, 3 to 5 years. I've been amazed over the last several years. And the Lavies that farm around here are the perfect example, because sometimes they're planting corn in March, and then we get frosts or freezes or temperatures that stay down below freezing sometimes for days. And yet, those crops still germinate and sprout to the surface when the sun starts warming up the ground again. It's amazing. Now, granted, sun, God's goodness, and some good genetic hybrid corn makes the world of a difference in all of that. But because, I mean, right up the road here, we have somebody that works there, sitting with us this morning, that works on those seeds to be able to make it through drought and flooding and everything else so that they'll survive and germinate and make it through. And that just kind of amazes me. And I was thinking about that in our lives, because the resurrected one, the risen Christ, Jesus, shines the light of eternity life into our hearts and brings us faith. You know, I think this was true for those first discouraged and defeated disciples on that morning. They were just expecting to see a body. They were just expecting the women. Matthew doesn't tell us a lot about, or Luke doesn't tell us a lot about the women, except maybe later on. But some of the, John tells us about them and who's involved there. Those women that were there, they were coming to anoint the body because they thought Jesus was dead. And they were doubting and they were defeated. But when they encountered the risen Christ, they experience sunshine. They experience life once again. And they came alive. And that is true for us in our lives. We too, this very day, 2,000 and some years later after that event, that morn, as we saw in our call to worship reading this morning, that morn is when God acted. And God continues to act in our lives to this very day, because we too experience the eternity life energy when Christ shines in our hearts, His grace, birthing faith in us at baptism and in worship, and when we hear the word preached, or we share in communion like we will in the second service, or when we go out and serve and are a blessing to others. In those moments, we experience grace. Our faith sprouts and sends us forth, even as we face the struggles, the hardships and demands of life that try to bring us down. Because as Paul said there, that light has shone into us. That light and that risen resurrection power that raised Jesus is going to raise us one day. And even though in our momentary lives we face pain and suffering and all these things, he says we are being renewed on the inside. When I hit 50, and next February I will be hitting the big 6-0. In fact, it was a little earlier than that. I started noticing things that just weren't working as well as they used to. And that's what Paul's talking about. He says, even though on the outside we are wasting away, on the inside we are being renewed every day. Think about that. And he calls that treasure. The treasure of Christ, the treasure of God's glory in Christ in us. And what are we? To use Paul's metaphor, just clay pots. We're just clay pots. I remember when I was in college, and this was a Bible college, and most everybody who was there was either wanting to get some kind of foundational theology, and then they would go on maybe to another college and get a degree in something else. But I was in pastoral ministry, and I remember how we would hear about that we would be broken and spilled out. That we would be broken and spilled out. And it's alluding to this clay pots, and what needs to be spilled out is Jesus, the treasure inside of us that comes out through the power of the Holy Spirit. The resurrected one gives us life. And then the resurrected one sustains us, or if you want to say, sustains our life. That's a powerful thing. You know, going back to the sun again, and S-U-N, and the sun, S-O-N, nothing can grow without the sun. The sun. When a plant germinates from a seed, it needs the continuing warmth of the sun to grow. We have tulips. And it's happening more and more lately. I don't know. Maybe if any of you ran into this when you were younger, just tell me and give me a little peace of mind. But it seems like in the last 5, 6, 7 years, the tulips pop up. We get those days where it's like the 60s, and the tulips pop up, and I love it. And you start to see them open. They're purple and pink and red and stuff like that. And then guess what happens? We get a frost. We get a freeze. And it stuns their growth. And not often do they make it through that. And they don't, or if they're up, but they haven't opened yet, they haven't bloomed. We've had some, the last 3 years especially. We get a frost, even sometimes when I cover them, and they just don't open up. They've been stunned, so to speak. And life can do that to us. Life can do that to us. And we close up instead of open and bloom and let that treasure out. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning, the resurrected one shines the light of eternity life in our hearts for our wholeness. Because it's wholeness in our life that Christ brings that opens us up. Opens us up. And makes a difference so that our light shines out of our faces and our eyes and our voices and everything else. Human beings need nourishment. so we may grow into whole persons. New babies that are born, they're so cute. But if they don't receive nourishment, they won't grow. Scripture tells us this: like newborn babies, crave spiritual milk so that you may grow into salvation. Because the risen Christ shines in our lives, causing us to become whole persons of faith, hope, and love. And one day God will raise us, as Paul said there, we read, into his presence like he raised Jesus from the dead. And our temporary problems, as Paul says, is just producing. Now, I don't know if we look at it this way. That'd be a good sermon to preach on, though. But Paul says our temporary problems in life is just producing a stockpile of glory for us that is beyond comprehension. I read about a boy with an extremely aggressive form of leukemia. The prognosis was not good. His mom asked him, "What do you want for Christmas?" Because it was getting close to that time. Like many children, he answered and said, "Snow." But the weather was warm that December and the chances of snow were slim. His mom and his dad both suggested all kinds of alternatives to the snow so that he would not be disappointed. So they tried to reason with him, but that didn't work. Well, when Christmas Eve came around, the weather people were explaining the freak snowstorm taking place while that little boy with leukemia was jumping up and down on his bed saying, "Yay, Jesus! Yay!" The next night, on Christmas night, he passed. And his father said this, quote, "He was the sunshine of my life. I don't know what I would do without him," unquote. In response, their pastor asked, "Well, who was the sunshine of your son's life?" To which the father answered, "I guess it was Jesus." To which the pastor replied, "You mean it is Jesus." And the pastor went on to say, "You see, Christ is risen, and he is the sunshine of your boy's life, even now and forever." On this glorious Easter morning, it's a wonderful time to give thanks for Christ, the sunshine of our lives, and to reaffirm our faith in him. Would you join with me this morning as we reaffirm our baptismal vows and faith this morning in Christ? And I'm going to put them up there for you this morning. I will read the part that's kind of in plain. You will read the italicized underlined part. Some of you might remember this. Maybe yours was a little bit different wording when you were baptized. Or maybe somebody asked you to do a profession of faith. But this is what we do here. So let's begin here. Do you believe in God?
We believe in God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
We believe in Jesus Christ.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Do you desire to reaffirm your baptism into faith and family of Jesus Christ?
We do.
Do you renounce the power of evil and desire the freedom of new life in Christ?
We do.
Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?
We do.
Jesus is Lord. Do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's disciple, to follow in the ways of our Savior, to love God and your neighbor, and to witness to the work of the and word of Jesus Christ as best as you are able?
We promise with the help of God.
Well, let's stand this morning as we close out, and we're going to sing that little chorus, "I Live, I Live." If you want to sing it out of the hymn book, it's 468 this morning. We'll probably sing it through twice.
I live, I live, because he is risen. I live with power over sin. I live because He is risen. I live to worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you're alive, because you're alive, because you're alive. I live, I live, because He is risen. I live with power over sin. I live because He is risen. I live to worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you're alive, because you're alive, because you're alive.
Well, we're going to join together for our benediction this morning. Please note it, because it's a lot longer than our normal ones this morning. Wondrous God, you raised Jesus from death to life. Light of Christ, rising as the sun on a new day, overcoming the darkness of sin and death. May the light of Christ rising in glory be the light of our hearts, and the Spirit of resurrection grant us grace and peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And that concludes our service.